Everything you think you know about internet marketing and search engine optimization just might be wrong. Hello, my name is Rick Brown, and I'm the founder of Brown Marketing Systems. Welcome to the three keys of kick-butt internet marketing. We are a U.S.-based company located in the heart of North Carolina. Over the next few minutes, we're going to discuss SEO and internet marketing. Now, don't get offended at me just yet. I'm not saying everything you know about internet marketing is wrong. It just is probably wrong. However, our goal for this audio recording is to help you better understand the process of SEO and internet marketing and how to find the best company for your internet marketing needs. At the end of the recording, you decide if you were right or wrong. You're probably looking for a company to handle your internet marketing needs, so over the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the ins and outs of internet marketing and SEO. As an introduction, you should know that SEO and internet marketing is widely misunderstood. In fact, many of the people performing SEO do not use white hat or search engine friendly tactics. Partnering with a black hat SEO company could potentially get your website banned from the search engines. What I'm going to share with you will teach you white hat SEO and search engine friendly internet marketing tactics. We are going to cover three topics on this audio program. First, on-site SEO. This is the work completed on your website to make it search engine friendly. Secondly, off-site SEO. This is the work done off of your site. The number one component of off-site marketing is link building. Lastly, we'll discuss the other internet marketing tactics such as pay-per-click, affiliate programs, autoresponders, web audio and video, copywriting, and most importantly, conversion ratios. After all, it isn't the number of visitors you get, but the number of converted visitors and customers it brings you. So, without further introduction, let's get started with on-page SEO. By far, the most important thing in on-page optimization is choosing the correct keywords. Warning, if there's anything you get from this recording, please get this. Failure to pick the right keywords will result in poor results in your SEO campaign. Keywords are the key search terms your site will be targeting. For example, let's suppose you are a bankruptcy attorney in Dallas, Texas. If you optimize your site for the keywords bankruptcy attorney and leave out the Dallas, Texas part, you could have people from Chicago and New York visiting your website. Visitors who are not able to discuss business with you. In the same way, if you optimize for Dallas attorney, you might have people visiting your site that are looking for child custody attorneys in Dallas. Okay, you might be saying, so how do I pick the right keywords? First of all, you need to find out what visitors are searching for, the number of searches performed each day, and the number of competing websites in that search. Without making this too technical, you want to optimize for relevant keywords that are being searched often and for keywords where the competition isn't so steep that you will never show up in the engines. In other words, if you want to optimize your site for iPod, you will be in competition with 388 million other websites. Yep, 388 million. Unless you're Apple.com, don't plan on getting to the number one spot. However, if you change your keyword to iPod accessories, you would be competing against 33 million other websites. Yep, still 33 million. This is still pretty tough to get to the top, but better yet, you might want to target iPod Nano accessories, which gets your competition down to just over 1 million. Perfect. So, see, picking the right keyword is critical to your success. Now, this might sound like pretty steep competition. However, if your site is optimized correctly, the entire site will point towards your set of keywords. For example, the text of your web page, your alt tags, your descriptions of the website, the page title, and even your inbound links will point towards your keywords. So after picking the correct keywords, your site is completely optimized with the correct settings, tags, and words to help the search engines know that your site is the authority on a given subject and thus allow you to show up ahead of the other million competitors. This isn't just writing your keywords over and over on a web page either. Doing this can be considered spamming the websites and get you banned from the search engines. Correct optimization requires you to put the right keyword ratios or density. Basically, you want the right amount of keywords, but not too many so that your site is banned. As you can imagine, the on-site SEO work is time-consuming and very important. It can take several hours to optimize and edit a single page. At Brown Marketing Systems, we take this first critical step very seriously. In fact, the software we use can identify your correct keywords, the competition, and all the on-site changes that need to happen to your website. We then export it into a page analysis report. This report tells you exactly what needs to happen to your website to make it search engine friendly. The analysis and keyword research is part of our SEO packages. Whether you work with us or an outside company, I would strongly suggest that you work with a company who is competent in using white hat and search engine friendly on-site optimization. Remember, if your SEO company picks the wrong keywords, you will have wasted the entire amount of money spent on SEO. After your site is ready, we'll submit it to all the search engines for indexing. Our software allows you to receive detailed reports each week about the progress of your website optimization process. We also provide you with a desktop software that will allow you to log in and see your website stats and SEO progress at any time. These services are included in all of our SEO packages. Although the site might be optimized for traffic, this doesn't mean you're going to get it anyway. On-site SEO is very important. However, the second step is just as critical to your success. The second part of our discussion today is regarding off-site optimization. After your website has been optimized, we need to generate links. If keyword research is the foundation of SEO, then link building would be the backbone. A good way of understanding the importance of link building is to realize that most of the search engines count links as a vote for your site. For example, suppose you're starting an online dating site. If your keywords are online dating, it could take hundreds or thousands of links to be listed in the top 10 in Google, MSN, Yahoo, or Bing. The reason is because those sites have thousands of websites linking to them already. Now, you might be thinking about doing SEO without link building. However, let me save you the time. Please do not waste a penny on on-site SEO if you plan on leaving out link building. You could have a fantastic website with all the correct keywords, but if you do not have the inbound links or votes, you will probably never show up in the search engine's top 10 unless the competition is extremely weak. So let's talk about links. All links are not created equal. For example, if you get a link from bobstireshop.com, it isn't the same as a link from ebay.com. Google gives a numeric value to a website based on its importance. It ranges from 1 to 10. For example, Google is a 10, ebay.com is a 9, eharmony.com is a 6. Google assigns the PR, which is the page rank, based upon inbound links to the website. So if you get a link from a PR0 site, it doesn't hold as much value as a PR5 site. In essence, the higher the page rank of your site, the better the chances for showing up in the top 10. Google also analyzes the relevancy of the link. For example, if your site is about computers and hardware, then a relevant link would come from a computer website and not from a car wash shop. Also, inbound links weigh higher than reciprocal or traded links. So getting an inbound link without sending a link back to their website is better for rankings. This gets pretty technical here, but even Google discounts links if they come from the same IP address, even if they are different websites. To summarize links, you need a lot of them, and they need to be relevant to your website. A critical part of linking is the anchor text. The anchor text are the words that are in the actual link part that comes to your site. For example, many links say click here. Yes, the anchor text is the part of a text link that you click on. You see, the search engines heavily weigh the anchor text and links when determining what results to show. Let's go back to the Dallas attorney. Let's say his name is David Smith. His website is davidsmith.com. He might be tempted to make the link's anchor text say David Smith. However, with all due respect, nobody knows or cares about David Smith. They only care about a Dallas, Texas attorney or Dallas bankruptcy. So our attorney should use these anchor texts. I could go on and on about the correct way to generate links, but remember these two things. Number one, high page rank links are very important. And number two, make sure you have the right anchor text in the link. At Brown Marketing Systems, linking is one of our specialties. We have several very strong linking programs to help you generate inbound and reciprocal links. Our linking script can automate link trading on your website, which will save you time and money and allow you to generate links in your sleep. We also have a team of link builders that can generate hundreds of links for you each month. There are several other ways we can generate links for you, including social bookmarking, blogging, and article writing. We also will submit your website to over 2,000 directories by hand to get you the inbound one-way links. Remember, linking is the backbone of SEO. If you would build a solid foundation with the correct keywords and continue to work on your linking program, your site will begin to generate traffic. It might seem slow at first, but trust me, your site will increase and page rank and traffic will come in as you do these two things. Again, all of our SEO and link building campaigns come with detailed weekly reports so we can track your progress. Remember, getting the traffic to your site doesn't mean you'll make money. It doesn't mean you'll even get the leads. It means people will visit your site. And if your site stinks, then people will leave. In the final part of this audio recording, I want to talk about conversion marketing and a few other forms of internet marketing. Imagine spending thousands of dollars on an SEO campaign and then getting the traffic only to realize the traffic is leaving without filling out a form or contacting you. And if you are using pay-per-click or sponsored searching, then you're paying for every visitor who comes to your site only to see that money gone forever as they leave your site without leaving an email address. Good marketing is determined by results, nothing more and nothing less. It doesn't matter if your site is pretty, if it has lots of pictures, or even if the marketing gurus say it is producing brand awareness. If your website isn't producing results and leads, then flat out, your website marketing stinks. Now, I know that sounds harsh. I'm not here to beat you up. I'm here to show you the light at the end of the tunnel. To make this clear, I once was talking to a business colleague who wanted to use my services. I talked to him about changing his website to include pop-ups, autoresponders, audio and video, and other mousetraps on his website. His response was, "That doesn't seem too professional." I asked him, "Which would you rather have, a website that looks nice or one that produces a 30% lead capture rate? Traditional, look-good marketing doesn't work in real life or online." Over the next few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about how to make your website capture leads. I'll be blunt and clear about this. It is controversial, but it works. I'm not interested in making my clients' websites just pretty. I'm interested in getting them results. First of all, let's talk about pay-per-click. This marketing stormed on the scene a few years ago when Google offered sponsored listings. The beauty of pay-per-click is you can buy your way to the top. So, for example, if you're selling a real estate marketing course, you can actually bid on the top spot and only pay when you get a visitor to your site. A great feature in pay-per-click traffic is you can design a specific landing page designed for conversions as well. In organic search results, the visitor goes to the page that shows up in the search results. However, with pay-per-click, you can design a perfect landing page to generate results. With good copy and a good offer, you'll find that pay-per-click can generate lots of fantastic results for your business. Now, whether you optimize your website or buy the traffic, if you don't have good copy, then your site won't produce results, period. Copy or copywriting is the text that is on your website that forces your readers to action. Remember, we're not talking about just looking good, we're talking about the words that sell. I'm talking about websites with long copy, lots of headlines, and an irresistible offer to force the buyer to take action. You've probably seen these Dan Kennedy-style websites before, long sales letters with PayPal buttons. Now, you might be saying that is unprofessional. You'd never do that. However, if you knew what I did, you'd change your website today. So let's talk about what good copy is, and believe it or not, good copy can actually generate results and look professional. Good copywriting does four things. First, it interrupts their boring surf for page after page of search engines. They should hit your site and say, "Wow, this is different," or "What's this?" We want to snap them out of their boredom and grab their attention. This is done with an attention-grabbing headline. For example, "New real estate course guarantees you double your income within the next 6 months or your money back. Hello, if I'm a realtor, I'm ready to learn." Secondly, the website has to engage them with empathy. I have to promise that if they read on, they're going to learn a lot of great things about being a realtor and making more money. Thirdly, I have to educate them about the process. I have to lead them by the hand and educate them about my system and why they should purchase it. I have to build my case. Also, I have to give testimonials about how my system works so they become believers. And lastly, I have to give them a fantastic offer. It might be a money-back guarantee or a free trial or even two chapters of the course for free. No matter what it is, it has to call the visitor to action. In summary, good copy has to do four things: interrupt them and help them get interested, engage them to make them want to learn more, educate them so that I can build my case and lastly give them a fantastic offer. If my website copy does this, then I'll probably have a buyer and a strong website. Now, you might be thinking you've even seen something like this before online. Yes, those long websites with lots of words. Does anybody read that? Studies show that those types of websites outperform traditional pretty boy websites 5-1. Yikes, as I said, doesn't matter about the looks, results matter. Besides good copy, lead generation is critical. The truth is, buyers don't normally commit to purchase until at least the fifth contact, which means if they visit your website and are interested, they still probably won't do anything, unless you give them a good reason to give you their email address. For example, a free video, audio clip, or a free ebook. They provide their email and poof, they get the helpful ebook. This tactic is perfect for lead generation. Nowadays, you can turn this system on autopilot. You can schedule follow-up emails, attachments, and mailings for your entire list. If the client wants to opt out, they simply click on a button and stop receiving email. You might be thinking, I hate getting those emails, but you have to remember that if you're interested in buying an item, the email might trigger you to the next step. That is exactly what these types of email do. Studies show that 80% of the buyers don't buy until after the 5th to the 8th contact. So if you don't have an autoresponder service and a great offer, you're missing out. I'm running out of time, but worth mentioning is an affiliate program. Imagine an army of salespeople all out there online promoting your products. Did you know that some affiliates make more than $1 million a year? Affiliate salespeople build high traffic websites, and when someone clicks on your banner or link, they visit your website. It's free traffic. The only catch is you have to pay them when they make a sale. So you only pay commission when a sale is made. Perfect. There's a lot to affiliate programs, but it's a fantastic way of generating traffic and sales. Another hot marketing idea, I can't forget viral marketing. Viral marketing is marketing that spreads quickly like a virus. I should point out a website called JibJab.com. Perhaps you've seen political videos distributed online or over the last few years, and these controversial and funny commercials have built a huge following for JibJab.com. In fact, the excitement pushed the JibJab website to a current Google PageRank of 7 out of 10 and an Alexa count of under 5,000. In case you didn't know, Alexa is a website owned by Amazon that tracks website traffic by assigning a number. The lower the number, the better. Even if you owned a site like this and didn't sell anything, you could easily make hundreds of thousands of dollars each year by selling advertising and links. Not too bad for just having a little fun. You can see viral marketing on eBay. A seller sells an ebook for 99 cents with full resale rights. The book spreads and poof, the next thing you know, there are visitors and customers seeking out the expert. How about YouTube.com? Thousands of visitors looking for free information. All you have to do is make a short video, post it to the web, and visitors start coming to your site for more information. In today's internet marketing world, there are literally hundreds of ways to promote your website. Whether you are doing SEO or looking for help in generating more visitors, Brown Marketing Systems wants to be your partner in internet marketing. In closing this audio recording today, I want to ask you how much it would change your life if you had an unlimited amount of traffic on your website. How would your life change if your phone was ringing off the hook with people wanting to do business with you? What if you could raise your prices on all your services because you were in high demand? That's where I come in. In just 30 minutes, I'm convinced I can put together an incredible marketing plan that would do just that. Imagine your site being ranked number one in a very competitive search. Imagine leads coming in on a daily basis. Imagine a website that actually captured the traffic. I want to give you my low-risk offer now. I typically charge $150 to $200 per hour for consultations, but for new clients only, I'm offering a free 30-minute phone consultation. These consultations are only available on a first-come, first-served basis. All you need to do is call my toll-free number, 888-988-5150, and press 4 to schedule with me. Due to high call volume, please leave me a message, and when we speak, tell me you listened to my recording and prepare to tell me exactly what you're looking for. I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself and your website, and in 30 minutes, I should be able to tell you some thoughts on marketing your website. Again, 888-988-5150 and press 4. In closing today, I want to be transparent with you. I want to try to say this without sounding too arrogant or conceited. We do not work with all clients who call us. I enjoy my life and work very much and want to work with pleasant people who are serious about marketing their websites. We also do not negotiate on prices. After all, if you pay a company overseas half of what you pay us and they don't deliver, you'll be out more money than if you hired the right company in the first place. But if price is an issue, I would encourage you to call someone in India or China or someone who's desperate for the business. My company would love to work with you and offer our SEO, link building, and consulting services. We know that you would be delighted with our services. However, we do not need everyone's business. If you are serious about getting your site to the top and would like to talk, I want to encourage you to give me a call. Have a pen and paper handy. Be ready to get serious about marketing. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today. I hope that you found the information helpful, and I wish you the best in your internet marketing ventures.